This is KCRW. You're listening to Morning Edition.
What's the matter, my baby boy? Are you afraid he's going to get more attention than you? You're in this family now. You're going to be seeing things, hearing things that need to stay in this family.
That's a clip from a new TV crime drama called Animal Kingdom, which premiered this week. It tells the story of a mob family headed up by a matriarch, played by Ellen Barkin. The show is set in Southern California, no surprise there. But instead of playing out in, say, the Hollywood Hills or the San Fernando Valley, it takes place in Oceanside in northern San Diego County. Syndicated columnist Joe Matthews says it's not the first time Oceanside's been used for a TV or movie backdrop, but he says in this case it's part of a bigger trend, as he explains in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California.
Oceanside, we've been seeing in Hollywood production since 1914. Cecil B. DeMille, I think, was called the Rose of the Rancho. And, you know, it's an edge city. It's not in the sense that some economists use it, but it's literally on the metropolitan edge. And we're seeing in the recent years Hollywood take more shows to sort of the edges of our big metropolises, places like Modesto, which mm-hmm. is the first season of American Crime on ABC. I think Sons of Anarchy is in Stockton. They don't quite say, but it sure looks like Stockton to me. And, you know, even a place like West Covina shows up in this musical comedy. It ends up in West Covina.
My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
So housing prices are what they are in California. And even a successful crime family headed by a very scary Ellen Barkin can't afford La Jolla. So they're in Oceanside.
They're aspiring. They're aspirational mob family.
That's correct.
Now, you think that some of the shift is actually due to what you call our current cultural obsession with grit and gritty things, with anti-heroes. Grittiness has been a real touchstone of cable TV, dating back at least to The Sopranos, which was set in New Jersey. You had Breaking Bad in New Mexico. Do you think part of this is that California is saying, hey, we can do gritty, remember us, film noir, we've been doing it for a long time?
I think that's right. I think also our big coastal cities are really wealthy. You have to look hard for grit in a lot of the places that are most familiar. And, you know, places like San Francisco and L.A. are pretty overexposed. You know, TV wants to show us something new. And a lot of these, these places on the periphery of our city are big places, you know, a couple hundred thousand mm-hmm. people that are less familiar to American and overseas TV viewers, for that matter, than, you know, the surface of Mars. and they're unfamiliar. They're interesting. That's where, I mean, this is a sort of Hollywood catching up with reality. A lot of the young people in California are living in these kinds of places, and sort of the human drama of the young drives a lot of entertainment.
At the same time, I mean, Oceanside, you're not exactly slumming. I mean, you're not going to pick up anything. You're not going to pick up a telephone booth if they still have one for under $1 million, right?
There's no real affordable housing anywhere near the coast, but Oceanside is about as well as you could do in Southern California. You've got real issues. You've got some crime, some gangs, you know, scuzzy motels, rough bars. It's a sort of rougher kind of place, and that's a tradition, and often that is tied to the fact that it's on the doorstep there of Camp Pendleton. And so that brings in the military into the conversation.
Now, for other cities looking to cash in on this trend of filming outside of Hollywood, outside of L.A., you've cooked up some ideas for pilots. What's your elevator pitch?
I mean, I'm willing to take meetings on any of the following. I'd love to see a kind of an East Bay exurban working class comedy about sort of middle-aged people riding one of those delayed, always broken BART trains into San Francisco to work for, you know, particularly rich and snotty millennials. I'd love to see, I think San Bernardino, particularly post-terror, sadly, is ripe for sort of a really interesting police procedural. That's about as high a crime place as we have in California today. And I think my best idea, though, is a kind of a culturally up-to-date and aware soap opera about young artists from Calexico, which is a small California city on the border east of San Diego.
Sort of Imperial Valley area.
Right. Yeah. We don't have a lot of prospects there, but have to cross the border south every day into Mexico to the growing, very cosmopolitan city of Mexicali, Mexico, with its university and its theater and art scenes. I think that would be a very popular show, as sort of counter-programming in the age of Trump.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He joins us every Thursday. And you are listening to Morning Edition.